Hello and welcome to another edition of Conversations with Community Managers. My name is Jim Storer. I'm one of the founders of the Community Roundtable, and I'm here with my trusty co-host, Shannon Abram. Shannon?
Hi, Jim. We are so excited to be here for another edition of Conversations with Community Managers. Today, we are joined by Monique Vandenberg. Hi, Monique.
Hi, Shannon. Hi, Jim.
Hello.
We would love if you could kick us off by introducing yourself. Telling us a little bit about where you work and the kind of community you work with.
Absolutely. So I am the Senior Manager of Community Operations at Atlassian. And for those who haven't heard of Atlassian, you may have heard of one of our products, including Jira, Confluence, Trello, Bitbucket, and more. Our community is primarily an external community for our users and passionate brand champions. We have both an online and an in-person community, and it's been pretty exciting over the past, I would say, 6 to 9 months to see those two halves of the community program, which started kind of in separate silos, come closer and closer together. So now what we think of as the community is both the online and in-person community, and they intertwine in many interesting and exciting ways. So the community started as a peer-to-peer kind of support community. And that was kind of the genesis of it. And then it's slowly grown to be a place of broader connection, inspiration, and all the other lovely community goodies that we all know and love.
Well, and that brings me to my first question, Monique, because we did notice that your community and your team in particular, you won a couple of awards, not just one award, but you won two awards recently. And during the pre-call, you talked a little bit about wearing it like a necklace for a while, and it was just a little bit too heavy. Can you tell us more about these awards?
Absolutely. So the awards we won were from an organization called Marketers That Matter, and we won one award for customer engagement and one for B2B marketing. And what I found so completely, gratifying about this is that it wasn't an award specifically for communities. We weren't competing with other communities. We were competing with huge brands. It was juried by people with huge brands, the Googles, the Salesforces of the world. And it's for all kinds of marketing programs. So those of you who probably, if you're listening to this podcast, you know that the community world has often struggled to gain a sort of broader recognition among executives and stakeholders, and even internally within our own companies, sometimes that's hard. And to see us be recognized within the broader marketing industry, not just within the world of community, was intensely gratifying. So the reason that we won these awards is because of the success we've had over the past approximately 2 years, growing our community and making it, you know, a more popular destination than all of Atlassian's websites and microsites combined. We have a tremendous amount of traffic. We have really empowered brand champions across our customer base. And the thing that makes Atlassian a bit unique is that we don't have a traditional sales team or sales program. We really rely on the word of mouth of our brand champions. So the community, as a tool for those brand champions, a way to identify and incentivize and inspire them, is really central to how we sell our products. And so being successful in community means we're successful as a business. And the fact that that translated so well to being rewarded by industry peers in marketing was fantastic. So I am, in fact, right now wearing the award. There's two of them. So each one is in each ear, and my head is starting to hurt, but otherwise, I think they look great.
So without giving too much away about our upcoming State of Community Management research, I think you hit on a recurring theme in the research in general, which is community practitioners are often underappreciated, and the work that they do and the real value they bring to their organization. So I know it's only been, you know, maybe a week and a half since you got these awards. Are you already seeing benefits internally from a, just getting more resources or getting, you know, higher visibility as far as what you offer to the overall organization?
I think I've been really lucky, and I came from a previous role where community was definitely, as you say, undervalued. And one of the reasons I decided to make this move to Atlassian was because it was something that the executives had already, from the founders on down, had already bought into. So over the past 2 years, as our community has grown, our team has also really grown. And, you know, I feel like I'm in this incredibly enviable position of not having to I don't want for resources. We have such great support across the board. Like I said, you know, even our founders, the company CEOs and founders, sat down with our community leaders and advocates at our conference this year, helped pass out the awards to them. We hosted a dinner for them. We had our product executives and other executives there. It's really, really supported internally already. So that's been really exciting. And I think watching the kind of splash that we've made in the community world, who understand what a big deal this is, has been really cool.
So I would love to hear you talk specifically about the two awards, because I think they're both, as you said, they're not community awards. You just happened to solve the problems or the challenges that they address with community, especially the building brand B2B. If you can share sort of the submission or some of the use cases that you used as examples, but I'd love to hear more about that story behind that.
That award really came from our main problem statement for Atlassian, which was, as I mentioned, we don't rely on a sales team or a traditional sales model. We rely on great products that kind of sell themselves via word of mouth. So we had this incredibly successful in-person program where groups had formed, you know, here and there in their localities across the world to talk about Atlassian products, to have product experts come and talk, and to share their inspiration and ideas around our products, which was great, but was not scalable. So the online community became sort of a scalable way to generate that inspiration and that word of mouth to help users connect with each other, not just if they happen to live near other users who use the products, but anywhere. So that the community was really the tool to solve that business problem. So the fact that we were able to so successfully grow our community, we're, I think, at 350,000 monthly active users at this point, about 2 years in, we have shown that we have a really positive impact on our product usage. When somebody is evaluating one of our products, the difference between whether they come and use community during their trial period or not can increase their likelihood of sticking with the product by about 50%. So the idea is that these folks who realize that as a person using the product, you're not just on your own, you have this whole community of people there to help you, it helps them through their journey of purchasing the product and starting to use the product. So that was sort of the pitch for this award, was that we had solved this problem in a unique way with community.
That's really interesting. One of the things that's interesting is you were answering that question about, you know, people that were potentially going to purchase your product using the community during the trial phase or what have you. One of the questions I've received in the past, and you know, I'm sure I'll hear it in a future engagement, is about, you know, whether you should make these communities private, like customer communities, making them private. It sounds like, you know, you've got a pretty open and transparent community that almost anyone can access and be a part of. Was there ever a decision, or when you were there, or maybe before you were there, to make it public versus keeping it private and keeping all of the, you know, the insights that were happening between your customers private and outside of the prying eyes of potentially competitors?
So this is actually a fantastic question, because, and it's really timely, because one of our main brand values is openness. So we definitely have parts of the community that are private. For example, some product teams run product betas or alphas in secret, you know, in private groups on community. We sure. have a moderator group. You know, we have all kinds of little secret coves and areas for different different use cases in different groups, but primarily we're guided by our adherence to our brand value of openness. And that's something that's baked into the Atlassian DNA, is just to make sure that we remain open. So it would be very against what we stand for to have a community that wasn't open. So it's something that is, like I said, passed down from the top and trickles all the way down. And we try to keep that as a North Star, no matter what we do at Atlassian.
Well, and you know, of course, one of the real benefits, and I think it probably played into you winning the award, is by keeping it relatively open, you get a lot of search engine optimization bump from the community content. You get, I mean, great search results, things like that. It just really helps the overall brand out there on the internet. So.
Yeah, we have 2 million page views a month, and like I said, more traffic than all the other Atlassian websites combined, just because there's years and years worth of questions and answers about our products. We have an archive of questions and answers from the iteration of community before we launched the Atlassian community in April 2017. We migrated over content, and yeah, we certainly see even some old content that is not brand new, but it's still very popular, like a dictionary or a glossary of terms when you're using Jira, one of our main products. So yeah, we still get a ton of traffic and a ton of people coming to the community because they Google their question and then they land on the community. And what's been interesting there is how to show these folks that this question and this answer isn't all there is to community, that we've got a lot more to offer. So that it's been interesting to test different experiences for the user on that end, since we know so many of them land on community from that kind of Google search. But that is something that also drives a tremendous amount of traffic and is obviously a good thing if you're a marketer.
There's obviously some features and some tools that are important to make your community work right. What platform and technologies do you use to enable the community at Atlassian?
We are on Koros, which was known as Lithium. It's heavily customized by our development team. And that's the underlying platform that we're using.
Do they have, is there any like Koros specific things that you think help in the customer experience, in the brand building that you're doing? Is there functionality you use?
I would say I love, we landed on it because it's very scalable and has good built-in spam management, which not the most exciting features, but as a community manager, you don't want to spend your day, wrestling with spam. You want to spend your day delivering value and engaging your users. So that's actually been great. We just recently rolled out the groups functionality, which it had had for a long time. And we've been using that for people who are local and they want to create a local group. Much like our in-person groups, they have kind of corresponding online groups now, which has been really neat. Another way the two online and offline have been coming together. We have groups for, I believe I mentioned, beta testing for products. We have groups for industries. So we recently, a community leader just launched a research and healthcare group to talk to people who use our products in that field and talk about some of the specific use cases that are specific to that field. We have groups for interests, like we have a diversity group that's very popular. We have a welcome center where we welcome our new users, a job and careers group. And what's been really great about what groups has enabled is that a lot of these have arisen organically. We haven't said, okay, now we'll have a jobs and careers group. We had one of our community leaders and advocates, doesn't work for our company, just as our community leader came and said, hey, I would really love to help run a jobs board on the community. Can I do that? And because we have groups, we can easily spin up those use cases and empower our users to create their own little community, micro communities within the larger community. So that's been a feature that I really have grown to appreciate over the past months that we've been able to launch it.
Awesome. One of the groups that you mentioned reminded me that there's a good dialogue going on right now in the CR network, and that's around the concept of FAQs or community FAQs or welcome pages or welcome groups. And right. I think Hillary started it, and you know, she's looking for ideas on how to build that same kind of page and how other organizations are doing it.
Oh, I'll make sure to jump in on that, because that has actually solved a lot of problems for us with having onboarding material kind of scattered here and there. It's been really nice to have a one-stop shop and a place to point users and say, go to the Welcome Center, and then help the initial experience the first time they join and say hello. We've got people in there ready and willing to welcome them to the community and point them to the next thing. So so that's been really great. And I'll jump into that thread, of course.
Awesome. Another question you brought up earlier, you were talking about your team. And I am always amazed to hear not only team size, but also team composition, because there are a lot of, you know, you've seen in the research, there are a lot of kind of differentiated roles that we're starting to see on larger teams. And so I'm wondering if you could just share a little bit about the team there at Atlassian.
Absolutely. And I'm afraid I'm going to forget somebody, but I'm going to try not to. So
this is your big award show moment, right?
I know, right? I'd like to thank my team, and then I'm going to completely leave people out. The team has really, really grown, and that's been really fun as well, and really empowering as a community manager to be able to, you're used to wearing one, you know, a million different hats and doing a little bit of everything. And now we have people doing all these other things, and the challenge then becomes sort of all of us working together and collaborating. And our software, not to plug our software, but it's all about team collaboration. So it's been a great journey to go from being a one-man community band to being part of this broader team. So we have a head of community who oversees our online and our in-person community specialists, and I'm on the online side, but like I said, the two groups have been coming together, and we've been working, partnering more on individual projects, which has been fun. We have offline community managers dedicated to different regions of the world, so APAC, EMEA, North America. We have one team member who's spinning up events for our Trello leaders. We have somebody who now manages our community leader program. So she helps onboard new leaders and the governance around leaders and the rewards and perks for those leaders. We have somebody dedicated to social media and email marketing who helps us market our community and get some people's eyeballs on it. We have a content manager who runs a program to get user-generated content, but also works with teams within Atlassian to get good product content. As a highly technical community, that's something our users really hunger for, is they want to hear from the product teams about what's the roadmap for the product look like, or so forth. So that's a really good role to have on our team. And so that's our team, our immediate team, but then we also work very closely with a number of other teams who are also dedicated to community. We have a community support team that's purely dedicated to answering questions on community that the community leaders may not have the knowledge to answer, or don't have the context to answer, or that they just don't get to. So we have those folks. We have our development team, including a project manager and a dedicated scrum master for community. We have a design team who designs our artwork and our images and our ads. We have an analytics team, and we have two dedicated analysts on community, which is like a completely game changer. That's a resource that had been my dream for a really long time. And a lot of people had asked me, you know, if you could do one thing on your team and wave a magic wand. And I always say I would get a data analyst. And now we have two wonderful women who are doing our data analytics. So that's a really big team. And obviously, we also sit within the broader marketing team. So we work with the events team, we work with, you know, the CMO, we work with field marketing, lots of other teams, and we work with the product teams. So that was a long answer to your question, but we have a big team.
Excuse me while I pick my jaw up off the floor.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
You have a lot of support. It sounds amazing. And I think a lot of our clients and friends that listen to this podcast are going to be insanely jealous, but
yeah,
they can get there.
It is the best team in the world. And I say this completely unbiased.
I'm going to be honest. I think you might be a little bit biased.
Yeah. No, no.
So this is, you won these two awards. It's amazing. Do you have advice? And we started off the podcast by talking about how awards can help you get more internal buy-in, more resources, more visibility inside your organization. Do you have any advice for people who might think, well, like, we do cool stuff, but we wouldn't win an award for it? Like, how can you help people think about getting recognition for their work?
Well, I think it's been, the interesting thing about winning these awards has been how translatable community is to the broader world. I think that always the challenge that communities face is putting numbers to the value that we bring. But being able to do that and pointing to things like we've increased product adoption with our community, or we've deflected support costs, or we've created this SEO traffic, and constantly tooting your own horn as a team internally, which sometimes can get exhausting because you feel like, well, I've given this pitch a million times before, but you've got to keep hammering it home. You've got to keep promoting yourself internally as much as you can. We have an internal culture of blogging, and so everybody on our team tries to blog regularly. And sometimes I feel like, I'm sorry that I'm bothering you again with this, but you know, people come and go from companies. People aren't always sitting at their desk reading every blog you do. So you've got to figure out whatever that internal channel is and keep talking about your successes and your wins, even if they seem small. I think that some of the successes that we've been able to show have been really small moments. For example, we got an email from a user who is Muslim and wears a headscarf, and she wrote to us saying how meaningful it was to her that we embraced her as a community leader and give her visibility within the community, and how it was so empowering to her. And that was something that was so moving to me that I shared it with my boss, and she was so moved, she shared it with her boss, who shared it with his boss, who shared it all the way up to the founder of the company. And it was just one line in an email, but it was a special moment. And we've also had other really magic moments that happen on community that we're always on the lookout for. And the more that you can find those little magic moments and talk about them and put a story to them, the more that people will understand, I think, the power of community. And you can tie, I think I learned that from the Connect. I think one of the talks at last year's Connect was talking about not just having the data and the numbers, but also having a story to go with the data and the numbers. So you can say, here we have, you know, X number of page views a month, but then we also have a person whose life we changed and who we impacted. So being able to talk about those little moments is really important.
Well, you just mentioned Connect, and so the marketer in me wants to make sure that anyone who's listening knows that tickets are still available for Connect 2019, which is happening in Boston from September 23rd through 25th. So we'll be sure to link up how to get tickets to that in the podcast notes. But Monique, before we wrap up, we love asking one specific question, and it's about your community superpower. If you could tell us what your community superpower is and why you think it is that.
So I always answer this the same way, which is that my community superpower is gamification. And it's still true. I feel like it's still true. It's something that even as our team has turned into a lot of different specialists in a lot of different areas, I still own the gamification piece of the community. I really enjoy that aspect of community, and we have run a bunch of different gamification programs and now have been able to do some analytics to show how they positively impact engagement. And the most recent one I'll share is we had our annual conference, speaking of Connect, Atlassian's annual conference is called Summit. And some of us were not going to be there in person, including our Atlassians, including our community leaders, including our users. So we decided to try to do a gamification challenge that could work whether you were there or not there. So the idea was that people who were not there would set challenges, scavenger hunt style, and the people who were there would fulfill the challenges. So for example, one of the challenges was go take a selfie at the community booth. And so we set the challenge, and then the person at Summit could go and take a selfie and post it in the thread. We had things like go to this talk and bring me a tip about this, or you know, go get some swag and take a picture of it. It was anything from fun stuff to kind of serious stuff, people wanting to hear about the talks that others went to, or people just wanting to share, you know, silly pictures. And we increased the amount of activity in our Summit collection on community by something like 400% from the past 2 years. And as somebody who was kind of part of this sort of virtual Summit experience, it was really super fun. And it was a way to engage our users, both online and off. And we had a really great time doing it. So those kinds of little initiatives are things that I think help make community really lively and a destination and a place to come. And so coming up with those kinds of ideas, I think, is my superpower.
That's fantastic. I can see us already stealing that idea for Connect 2019. So hopefully Shannon was taking good notes.
I took so many notes.
And I have to give my credit to our head of community, Stephanie Grice, because I think we co-created that idea. So I will give her credit for co-creating this.
Awesome.
Idea that works so well.
And if we use it, I'm happy to asterisk it and say it was an Atlassian idea.
Yeah, well, you should just call it Monique's scavenger hunt.
I love it.
There you go.
Well, thank you so much. It sounds like you're kind of busy, so I really appreciate you taking the time to chat with us today about your awards and all the amazing work you guys are doing at Atlassian. And it sounds like you guys have a lot of fun.
Sure, we really do. Again, I don't want anybody to be jealous, but it's true.
I think it's okay if people are a little jealous. I think that's okay.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thanks, you too. Bye.
Thanks for listening to another edition of Conversations with Community Managers from the Community Roundtable. We'll see you next time.